Now skip forward to the good news. And I wish there was time to go through this stuff in between because it's helpful also. But we come back to, very clearly and directly, the subject of wealth in verse 17. So he has earlier essentially, if not outright condemned, I mean, he has certainly warned in the most serious terms those who spend their life wanting to get rich. And he tells them it's foolish, it's harmful, you're going to pierce yourself with many griefs, ruin, destruction, foolish, harmful, all those things. But now in verse 17 he says, command those who are rich in this present world. When he says present world, it reminds us that there's wealth in this world and there's wealth in the world to come, and the wealth in this world is temporary. So command those who are rich in this present world. Now, right now, what would you expect him, and I think this is a great way to study the Bible, what would you expect him to say next? I would, based on what I know from James 5 and Luke 6 and many other passages of Scripture, and, you know, harder for a camel to go through the eye of the needle and a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, all this, I would expect him to say, command those who are rich in this present world to give it all away and no longer be rich, because being rich is the problem. That's what I would expect that he might say based on some of these other passages of Scripture. But that's not what he says. He surprises us by saying, command those who are rich in this present world not to be, here's what you should not be, and then he's going to say what you should. You should not be arrogant, nor should you put your hope in wealth. So, shouldn't be arrogant. An arrogant person is the one who credits himself with his wealth and doesn't even realize that God is the one who gave him the gifts, the opportunity, the circumstances, the family he grew up in, the education that he was given, and even his own IQ and natural abilities and skills and gifts that have been used to make his money, or inherit his money, or whatever. Don't be arrogant. It's not about you, and you don't get the credit for it. It's from God. And that's one of the big challenges of people who are rich, is believing that, you know what, I deserve this, because look at all I've done, and nobody's worked harder than me. But without all the gifting, the opportunities, the brain, the very air to breathe, none of this would be possible. It's all a gift of God. So don't be arrogant. It's all about God being on the throne, not you being on the throne. Instead of being arrogant, what's the opposite of being arrogant? It's being humble. It's being having a servant's heart, which he's going to move into. Not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth. So our hope is to be in God. It is not to be in wealth. So if you're going to survive as a rich person, you're going to have to put your hope not in wealth, which he says is so uncertain, but put their hope in God. God, that's where your hope should be. It's in God.